Permit me to tell you what you would have seen and heard had you been with me on Thursday. It will not be pleasant listening.
Non sarà un piacere ascoltare ciò che sto per dirvi. Se state facendo colazione, spegnete la radio, perché intendo parlarvi di Buchenwald.
It is on a small hill about 4 miles outside Weimar, and it was one of the largest concentration camps in Germany, and it was built to last.
Marau prosegue descrivendo lo spettacolo terribile del campo. Poi passa a parlare della sezione dei bambini, dove ancora come larve vagano centinaia di adolescenti.
In another part of the camp they showed me the children, hundreds of them. Some were only 6. One rolled up his sleeve, showed me his number. It was tattooed on his arm. D-6030 it was. The others showed me their numbers. They will carry them till they die. An elderly man standing beside me said, "The children, enemies of the state." I could see their ribs through their thin shirts. The old man said, "I am Professor Charles Richer of the Sorbonne." The children clung to my hands and stared. We crossed to the courtyard. Men kept coming up to speak to me and to touch me. Professors from Poland, doctors from Vienna, men from all Europe. Men from the countries that made America.
E così conclude.
I pray you to believe what I have said about Buchenwald. I have reported what I saw and heard.
Vi prego di credermi. Ho riferito ciò che ho visto e ciò che mi hanno raccontato, ma soltanto in piccola parte. Per tutto il resto non ho parole. In guerra ci sono tanti morti, ma qui ci sono i morti vivi. Oltre 20.000, e tutt'attorno la campagna è bella e i tedeschi sono ben nutriti e ben vestiti.
If I have offended you by this rather mild account of Buchenwald, I am not in the least sorry.